Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins! Wiggins!
Ryan Wiggins. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good to see and be around you and Dan and everybody again.
The man, the myth, the legend, Ryan Wiggins.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, how's it been the last few days, buddy?
It's been long days, long hours, but fun.
Still recovering from his 3 days in a row of coast to coast, followed by the Mark Cox morning show all week. So,
oh, yeah.
His sleep patterns are all screwed up.
I've heard.
You know what? First, I thought maybe it's just a byproduct of overworking, overexerting yourself. Maybe I was having a stroke, but the house smells like pumpkin spice, and that's not good.
Don't go there again. For goodness sakes, he's had this pumpkin spice crisis at his house.
That's not a crisis. My house smells the same, and I love it.
I think it smells great.
Yeah, I'm not into the drinks as much, but I do love whenever the fall is just starting to show up, and in little ways, I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Give me apple spice. Give me cinnamon. Give me some other stuff, but I'm with Ryan on this one. I'm not a big pumpkin spice fan. It's just, I don't know.
I would almost think I like the smell of body odor before I do pumpkin spice.
No. That's too far. I mean, there's a lot of people you probably just lost who are on your side, my man.
Yeah. All right, well, so Ryan, what's the topic of today? Where are we going?
Well, as you know, I love looking at data. I've been billed as the polls guy, but really I love looking at all kinds of data, including early voting and trends and registrations. And I got to tell you, there is some good news, some bad news. So it depends on whether we're looking ahead to the November 2026 midterms, which is usually the big topic of discussion, or we're looking at this November because there's just a couple of bigger special elections in Virginia for governor. That is a Dem seat they're trying to flip back to Dem from Glenn Youngkin, who's a Republican who won in 2021, surprisingly. And then they're trying to hold on to the governor's seat in New Jersey, the Dems are. So those are two big barometer elections that do have national implications, but they are the big ones we're watching for this November. Mm-hmm. However, the the big trends, so let's start with this. On CNN, Harry Enten shared the direction the country is just feeling regarding the big issues into November.
Okay.
This particular point, the Democrats are the New Orleans Saints of political parties. What are we talking about? Trust the Dems or GOP more on the economy? Who leads on the economy? Republicans by 7. Immigration, Republicans by 13. How about crime, a big issue for Donald Trump and the Republicans? Look at that. Lead by 22 points. So the bottom line is this. At this particular point, the ball may be on the ground, but the Democrats have not picked up the ball running with it. If anything, at this particular point, it's the Republicans who are running with the ball on the top issues, the economy, immigration, and crime.
So he is talking about the national temperature on the three biggest issues. And he goes on later in that clip. I didn't want to play because it's like 2 or 3 minutes long. But he goes on in that clip to say that compared to this point in, say, 2018, the last big November midterm for Democrats, Republicans are actually ahead even on all of those issues, even compared to then. So that bodes well for Republicans going into next year. However, when you look at all the rest of the data that we have, what this is and what this November will be are turnout elections. That's what basically all elections are now. Sure. In fact, is just turnout, because you got a 50-50 country that is split on most things. Now, that being said, those big issues skewing Republican and harder than even before is great for Republicans, but it's all about who's going to turn out. And here's the bad news. So far, in little elections throughout Donald Trump's second term, which these are little elections, these are like little state house things in Iowa, and the biggest one would have been the Wisconsin Supreme Court election that we had back in March or April. All of those elections have gone very, very heavily into Democrat territory. That's because of turnout, because Republicans are sitting on their heels right now and not turning out for these little elections. Now, a lot of people rightfully point at little bitty elections like that. I mean, Wisconsin Supreme Court's like the biggest of them, but most of them are very, very small. And they say, well, but those don't really give you an indication. And that's true. They don't really give you a full national indication of big elections like midterms. But what they do is they look back at the way these go over every midterm election for the last 40 years or whatever, right? And so they say, okay, well, how is this comparing? Well, usually in a good Democrat year, Democrats will be up in these little bitty elections by about 3, 4, 5 points. In a good Republican year, Democrats may be up by 1 point. It might be even. Republicans might be up by a couple points. This year, in these little bitty special elections, Democrats are up by 14 points, which means that they are turning out and Republicans are not turning out.
When you talk about turnout and vote counting, are you also talking about that, you know, that great tool that the liberals have called absentee ballots, right? And and they are driving this so home in these leftist states that they're just getting ballots turned in weeks and weeks in advance, which many of the conservative states are not pushing that.
That's one factor. I will give you some good news out of Virginia based on that, though. I'm glad that you asked that. This is a reporter out of Virginia saying breaking news out of Virginia. It's the kind of news that should make Republicans' heart race with pride. The numbers are in and they're stunning. They're conservative. Republican-leaning counties are shattering expectations in early voting in Virginia, leaving Democrat strongholds in the dust. And they, she goes through county by county. These aren't counties we're familiar with being here in St. Louis, but all rock-solid conservative territory. You got 82% turnout, 72%, 62% in early voting. That's huge. And that's not just in big in Republicans' parts. It's low in Democrat parts, Norfolk City, Charlottesville, and some others. They're at 43, 42, 31%. That indicates that there actually is apathy the other direction. So it's going to be an interesting November based on what we've seen, because you have such wild swings. You've never seen Democrats do so well in little bitty special elections, which means that their base is fired up and turned out for these little things. But in a bigger election like Virginia, is that going to show that actually these national issues are at play and Republicans are the ones turning out? It remains to be seen.
I hope Ethan may have this clip. Two things. One, my Harry Enten favorite clip. Have you heard us play it before? This is great. I think you'll like this, Ryan Wiggins, if Ethan has it.
Oh, he's looking for it.
I thought went by kind of fast.
Play it one more time.
Oh, please.
Number two, I want to go back to something you mentioned there about the economy and the way Republicans are polling in it right now. If you look at the headlines, they'll say, look at how terrible Donald Trump is doing when it comes to the economy. And they always quote like 38% Republicans are polling when it comes to how they're handling the economy. Are you saying Democrats are even lower than that?
Say those numbers again. You lost me.
It was like 38% that Republican, when they were asked about the economy, how they're handling the economy right now, it was only 38% approval, something along those lines. Are you saying that when you look at yes. your other numbers, that Democrats are actually polling worse when it comes to the way they handle the economy?
Yes. Yes. So Trump has lost ground on the economy because people expected him to lower prices instantly, which was never going to happen. But they don't trust the Democrats to do anything different. So Trump and Republicans are still ahead on the economy overall.
So that's the way these headlines work. They'll bring up something and they'll say, look how terrible Republicans are when it comes to handling fill in the blank. But then they omit that if they were to look at the opposite, it's actually a lot worse. They always lead this headline. And in fact, better of the two options, though not great, but better of the two options. They use that as a way to try to attack Republicans when really, if they were to put it into context, it would look even worse for the Democrats.
Yeah, polling is tricky, and that's one of the reasons that people don't trust it, because we have dishonest media and headlines and influencers that manipulate those things. So you got to look past the headlines and look at the actual data. And, you know, with registrations and actual turnouts, that's even better than polls, and that's what we're starting to see now. And overall, yes, nationally, what's interesting, and this is like, I'll conclude on this big point here, that what's happened in the Trump era that we've seen in overall voting is that blue-collar voters have shifted toward Republicans. Blue-collar voters also don't turn out for many elections other than big national ones. So what it looks like is, before, you'd always hear, well, Democrats win the off years, or Republicans win the off year, Democrats win the big elections. That looks to be flipping now, where you don't know if Republicans are going to be winning more national elections, big elections, and Democrats are going to be winning the off years. We're kind of in the midst of that transition right now, so that's why we're watching it carefully to see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It'll be interesting to see where that middle goes to. And I think this Charlie Kirk last 14 days is going to be a real telling part where that middle goes. I think they have seen an evil, dark side of the far left in the visceral, hateful, mean-spirited, disrespectful manners of which they have reacted to the Charlie Kirk death, including politicians on, I mean, high, you know, what Crockett has said and what others have said. I think those folks in the middle are going to be like, if I have to go left or right, I have to go right, because those people over there are just dark. They're evil. They're you know, versus you're seeing this peaceful demonstration, this loving message from the right. And thank God we didn't get retaliation. I think it's been remarkable that we have not seen any type of a retaliatory violent act. But don't you think that's going to affect that middle voter, that swing voter?
I do. But we do, the polling is not recent enough to know yet.
Yeah, they don't know yet.
So we don't really know. But I do think that is a national event that is going to change things. But the data doesn't show it yet.
That young voter influence, if indeed we see 70 new chapters of colleges, high schools, churches starting TPUSA, whose primary objective is get the vote out.
Right.
You know, if they really can do that and get these young Christian valued voters to the polls in all these states, we could see in this November, but really next November, a massive swing in how that works out.
Wow. That's Ryan awesome. Wiggins, so good to see you this morning.
Yeah, good to see you too, and thanks for working hard for us.
Wiggins America, Saturday mornings here on 97.1 FM Talk. I made a recommendation, maybe you can use this as part of your imaging, but instead of 97.1 FM Talk, T-A-L-K, we can change that to T-O-K in honor of TikTok, and we can start doing dances when we're broadcasting.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Annie Fry would probably, I'm going to assume she'll be fine with that, so tune in at noon, and that's what we'll be doing.
their first talk show. Dance. Okay, here we go.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.